Hello and welcome to the Stories Mania podcast. Our piece for you today is The Fallen by Not Right Now. Cold, so cold. The gun held heavy in my arms, my hands numb by the metal. I brought the cigarette to my lips, taking a deep drag. My eyes closed as I felt the warmth of the smoke bellow down through my lungs. I exhaled and looked at my watch. 7:23. Only a few more minutes. I tipped my head back, looking at the ceiling, took one more drag and threw the cigarette to the floor of the hotel, making sure to smother it with my shoe. I looked out the window and brought the scope once more to my eyes to make sure of the shot. 7:28. Any minute now. I sat staring at my binoculars, hit the front door of the Russian mansion, seeing nothing but my breath. I brought the binoculars back down to my lap. It was a cold, clear night, almost too good to be true. After this sit, I would take a well-deserved vacation, go somewhere warm. That would be nice, I thought to myself. I brought my scope up, and this time to check the front door. The limousine had arrived, and that meant that my target was on his way. I settled myself into a comfortable position in the chair and waited. The door opened, and he walked out, a woman in each hand. My heart started pounding. I steadied myself and took a long, deep breath. I settled the butt of the gun gently up against my shoulder, still waiting. He stumbled down the stairs to the limousine. Drunken bastard. He then opened the door and let the woman slide into the limousine first. This was my chance. The sound was deafening, leaving my ears ringing. My shoulder hurt from the surprisingly hard recoil of the gun. I gathered myself to control the adrenaline. Still looking through my scope, I checked the spot. Perfect hit. Objective one was complete. Now all I had to do was get the hell out of here. I got up and walked over to the bed where the suitcase lay. Quickly, I disassembled the gun, separating the barrel from the stock. After placing the piece into its foam cutout section of the suitcase, I closed and got ready to leave. I would take the stairs down to the first floor and exit through the back door, where my car was parked just down the block. As I opened the back door, I heard the sirens of police cars speeding to the scene of the crime. This was a sound that had become way too familiar for me, but I guess it's just one of the things that comes with the job. I hardly noticed it anymore. I unlocked my car and opened the driver's side door. As I did, I glanced back over my shoulder, watching a cruiser drive by. The passenger in the car took notice of me, but seemed to have no interest. I sat down, closed the door, and reached into my inner left pocket of my jacket, pulling out my cell phone. Agency, this is Trenton. It's done. Deposit my reward, in gold, to my usual account. Your deposit will be made upon confirmation. This was how all conversations ended, after hit with the agency. I've been paid by midnight. In the meantime, I had a good drive ahead of me, from the Moscow to one of the agent's secondary houses located in St. Petersburg. I put the cell phone back in my pocket, started the car, and went on my way. I arrived home fairly late. I opened the door and threw the keys on the counter, so tired. The answering machine was flashing with a new message. I listened to it in the morning. It had to be my deposit confirmation anyway. I made my way to the fridge looking for something to fulfill my thirst. Finding a 12-pack of Bud, I grabbed one and went to the couch. After a short 5-minute hunt for the remote, I turned on the TV. It was a Ukraine news broadcast. I could only make out some of it, but when the picture of the Russian president came up on the television screen, I knew what they were talking about might hit, the assassination. "Ain't I the popular one?" I said as I put my feet up on the coffee table. I continued watching the news broadcast until my eyes got heavy and I slipped into a deep, restless sleep. That night, I slept like a rock, not being disturbed or woken up once. I caught up on past lost hours of sleep and gained a few by the time I woke up. My eyes opened only to see the bright light of the sun glaring through the blinds of the window. It was mid-morning. The plane left at 1 o'clock. I slept in. Startled, I jumped off the couch and ran into the bathroom. I started the shower and then ran back into the kitchen to check the time. It was 10:16. With a 2-hour drive to the airport, they gave me less than 45 minutes. I better get moving. That was The Fallen by Not Right Now. Thank you for listening to the Stories Mania podcast.